SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Republican and Democratic primary elections are underway in the critical 2024 battleground state of Michigan.
President Joe Biden is expected to win the Democratic primary, but the incumbent is facing resistance led by some Arab American Democrats who are pushing for an uncommitted vote to send a message about his response to the Israel-Hamas conflict. Former President Donald Trump is expected to win big over former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, but she remains defiant, refusing to bow out. A win in Michigan would mark Trump's fifth straight victory in this year's major nominating contest. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on key testimony in a case involving Atlanta's district attorney.
Trump's lawyers want Fannie Willis and her team off the case. At issue is when Willis and Nathan Wade's relationship started. Terrence Bradley, Wade's one-time divorce attorney, was asked about a text message in which he said the relationship started when Willis was working as a judge.
I never witnessed anything, so, It was speculation.
Lawyers for Donald Trump were getting frustrated.
Why would you speculate?
Steve Sadow told Bradley he does know when the Willis-Wade relationship started.
And you don't want to testify to that in court.
The relationship timeline has become a central issue as defense attorneys push to have Willis and Wade disqualified. I'm Ed Donahue.
Texas wildfires fueled by surging winds have prompted safety warnings for several towns in the state's rural panhandle. At least one evacuation order has been issued. The Texas A&M Forest Service said Tuesday that the largest fire had already burned more than 300 square miles. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 96 points, the Nasdaq rose 59. This is SRN News. A lot of America's young men would like to be fathers.
The problem is not as many of America's young women feel the same way. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds that 57% of young males who do not have children would like to, but only 45% of their female counterparts are also interested in becoming mothers. The survey reveals also that amongst adults between the ages of 18 and 34, just 22% say having kids is extremely or very important to having a fulfilling life. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A bill before Mississippi's lawmakers would allow incarcerated people to sue jails and prisons if they encounter inmates of the opposite sex in restrooms or changing areas. If the measure passes, it would require inmate restrooms, changing rooms, and sleeping quarters in correctional facilities to be designated for use only by members of one sex. Prisons are already segregated by sex, but the legislation seeks to deal with people. Britain's Prince William has pulled out from attending a memorial service for his father's cousin because of a personal matter. Correspondent Karen Chama says more.
Kensington Palace announced the decision by the Prince of Wales to not attend the service for his godfather, Constantine II of Greece. The palace declined to elaborate on what the personal matter was, but said the Princess of Wales, who's recovering from abdominal surgery, continues to do well. Constantine died in January of last year at the age of 82. William's father, King Charles III, who's being treated for an undisclosed form of cancer, will also not be attending the service. Karen Chamas, London.
Colombian warlord Salvatore Mancuso has been sent to his native country after serving a drug trafficking sentence in the United States. He's been denied several requests to be sent to Italy. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.